Hi, I'm Mike Peskin for Brian Lehrer, who's returning tomorrow. But in our last few minutes today, let's discuss the time of year. High school graduation is upon us, and it means it's time for senior pranks. Well, way back when, enterprising seniors could disassemble the gym teacher's Volvo and reassembled it in the gym. Lots of laughs. But now, in the post-Columbine age, authorities no longer look at a lot of pranks as harmless fun. And that may be warranted when you hear about a prank pulled by students at Hendrick Hudson High School in Westchester, the town of Montrose. They broke into the school, planted 20 alarm clocks set to go off simultaneously during class the next morning. 9:15 a.m. And to make sure the batteries wouldn't come out, they taped up the alarm clocks with duct tape. Listen, ticking alarm clocks with duct tape, what do you think happened? Exactly. The bomb squad was called in. 19 students have been charged with a felony and could face jail time. Now, the school is disciplining them with things like not being able to march in graduation and doing community service, sort of disciplining high school students who pulled a prank. But the authorities aren't looking at it like this. They could all face, these 19 students, 4 years of jail time. So I want to know what you think about this. And is it mainly the students to blame, or are the authorities overreacting, or is overreacting logical in this case? Sort of harkens back to the Boston bomb, the Aqua Teen Hunger Force Lightbright bomb scare. Remember that? When they were trying to promote that movie, which I think came and went with a lot less fanfare than the prank, but they put light brights around Boston and it almost shut down the whole city. I remember the police commissioner in New York sort of gave a statement afterwards saying, look, we're New Yorkers. We wouldn't have jumped to those illogical conclusions. But our number is 212-267. 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692. So do you think that it's an overreaction to threaten these kids with 4 years of jail time? Or maybe what you should just do is threaten the kids, but know that you're going to back off. Have you ever participated in high school pranks? Can you look back on the pranks that you participated in and say, oh my God, when you think back about today, I can't believe what we got away with. I think all of us have gone through an airport and said, wow, you know what? I remember 10 years ago, I forgot to check in the right thing. And I looked that I had a Bowie knife in my carry-on luggage. So it just being a different world in retrospect, you can't imagine some of these things that you've done. My suggestion for this, and I think it's a pretty practical one, high school seniors who are about to pull a prank, just register it with the Department of Homeland Security. Just hire maybe two bureaucrats. They take in all the pranks. They list them down what they're going to be. The school calls, hey, is this a high school prank or should we worry about these alarm clocks? And Department of Homeland Security is on it. It's an orange alert. Rita from Westchester, you're on the air.
Hi. My grandson happens to go to Hendrick Hudson High School. He is a junior,
mm-hmm.
knows many of the children. They are all honor students. They are really terribly sorry. It was indeed just a prank. I think there is great overreaction on the part of the police. And to ruin a child's life for something that has been done every year at Hendrick Hudson for the past, I think it's 67 years the school is in existence, I think it's way over the top.
Well, do you think that their prank was just more than a bad mistake? Do you think that it was sort of a foreseeable mistake that shows on their part worse than just trying to pull a prank? But the fact that they used duct tapes and alarm clocks shows extremely poor judgment on their part?
Well, I don't know. You know, kids get caught up in the excitement of following a tradition for many years. They didn't think ahead, obviously, and I just can't agree with the police reaction.
And if you could put your finger on the pulse of the community, are most of them in your camp or are there people who are really calling for stiff jail time for these high school students?
I don't know anyone who's calling for stiff jail time. 4 years and out of a young life for, quote, a prank, close quote, is just too much.
All right. Thank you very much for your call right there about the school we're talking about. Jack in Freeport, you're on WNYC.
Hi, guys. A quick point about the idea that, you know, if this is in the middle of Manhattan and they had to pull all the resources in New York City to go take care of this thing, I understand. But to me, it gave these cops a little bit of excitement, something to do. And the idea, like the woman caller just before said, these are high school kids. It was a prank. I think everybody learned a lesson from it. but give me a break.
What's your What's your point with the middle of Manhattan that Manhattan cops wouldn't or a Manhattan DA wouldn't charge them, or that it would be more serious if it were in Manhattan because they
have
real crimes?
I would imagine it might be a little bit more serious if it was in Manhattan because New York City is more of a threat. But when it's in one of these little towns outside of New York, it's obvious it's not Al Qaeda or somebody like that coming to your high school. This is a ridiculous little prank.
All right. Jack from Freeport says there is no Montrose cell. Margaret from Manhattan.
Hi there. I guess I'm going to have to agree with everybody before. So, I mean, a prank is, and especially a tradition, it was misguided, but it was not criminal. And there should be discipline by the school, but harsh discipline, I don't even think harsh discipline, but they have to be told and taught and use that as a lesson and go on from there. This is ridiculous to make it criminal.
All right. Thank you, Margaret. Our number again, 212-433-WNYC. Well, so far we're 3 for 3 in saying don't overreact or charge the kids with jail time. Were those your thoughts with the Boston bomb scare? I kept hearing the phrase in the instance of Boston, you can't be too careful. You can't be too careful. Was it because there was more? In this case, if you look at it, there was not that much uncertainty. It became apparent right away what was going on. Remember, the city of Boston was shut down for a solid day because of that bomb scare. And people really did want the, and they were in high school kids doing a time-honored tradition. They were in it for the money. They were being paid to advertise this movie. But people there were in favor. A lot of people were in favor of serious jail time for those people. Maybe with the high school kids, we have a little bit more leniency or a little bit more sympathy. Steve from Homedale, New Jersey.
Good morning. Of course, it's an overreaction, but it's the practicing of a lack of a discretion by both the school officials and police, and I think this is very analogous. When I was in grammar school, I was taunted for a week by a child, and I decked the kid.
Yeah.
He was a known troublemaker, and when we both went to the principal's office, the principal took one look at me, never in trouble, knew I had been taunted, and said, "It's fine, it's okay, you can go back to class." But of course, he starts yelling at the other kid. No principal would practice that discretion today for fear of someone reporting it that he didn't report it to the police. And I think that's the general climate that leads to this lack of discretion.
Interesting point, although today there are all those anti-school bullying programs, so maybe the principal today would say you'd be less justified because there should be institutional safeguards against that sort of thing.
That's a good point, but still I don't see that happen today when children get into fights or there's some disciplinary thing. There's no chances. You can never be too careful. And I disagree a lot with that attitude because it's led to a lot of other bad decisions, I think.
All right. Thanks a lot, Steve. Our number again, 212-433-9600-WNYC is those last four digits. Let's go to Mitchell in New York. Mitchell.
I really got to disagree. I don't believe it was an overreaction. And I believe that the punishment is just.
Well, the punishment has not been meted out.
Well, it hasn't been meted out, but I don't believe that they were overreacting to the situation.
You think they should be charged with 4 years and that should be pursued? Or you really think high school students should do jail time?
I believe that they should be charged.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be determined the amount of time. But you can't say that, you can't disregard it and say, oh, it was a prank. Oh, a lot of people take that perception that, oh, you know, it was done in jest, it's trivial. It's not trivial. You can't handle the situation like that.
And the students should have foreseen what was going on. They should have known alarm clocks
exactly.
Plus duct tape plus 9/11 equals horrible decision.
Exactly. Now, the same people that get on the internet and make all of these comments or say that somebody actually did a hate crime. Well, it was a joke. I didn't really intend it to be hate. You know, it was a prank, but yeah, but what was your intention? Did you really believe that there wasn't going to be any punishment that was going to come to you if this was found out?
All right. Thanks for the other side of the coin. And we go now to Connie. Connie, let's see. I'm trying to get you on the air there, Connie. Hi, Connie.
Hi.
Are you there in Montrose?
Yes, I am.
And
yes, I am.
So you're close to the situation. Do you have any children who go to Hendrick or went to Hendrick Hudson
High
School?
No, I don't, but I know two of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fine kids. And I agree with the previous callers, except for the last one, that this was a terrible overreaction. The so-called alarm clocks did not look like bombs. They just taped the thing in, so they couldn't even look like bombs. And the policeman on the premises overreacted. And it's absurd that these children would face any jail time. I think it'll all die down, and they won't.
I'm trying to look. Who do they? What is the police authority? I mean, is this local Montrose cops, or is this Westchester?
No, it was a state. It was a state police trooper who was stationed at the school.
Okay. And so maybe he was. Oh, I don't know. I don't want to go down this road too much, but perhaps a more of a local authority who knew the kids locally and knew the principal might have reacted differently. Maybe.
I don't know whether, I really have no knowledge of whether he knew the kids or not. They were not troublemakers. They were good kids, honest students, so I don't know that he would have known them particularly. He would know more than the troublemakers in the school, which they weren't.
All right. Thanks for your call, Connie. Another thing that this raises in my head is, if they, out of 19 kids, you would think at first blush that someone would say, oh, guys, this isn't a good idea. I know momentum of crowds sometimes take over. But for not one of the 19 so-called honor students to say, maybe let's think of another prank, seems curious. Unless, like Connie said, if these things really were so far from anything that could be perceived as a bomb, well, then I could see why none of the 19 might say, hey, let's rethink this. Dan in Manhattan. Hello, Dan.
Hello. You know, I did a lot of crazy, stupid things when I was a kid, when I was in high school, and probably should have gotten in trouble for some of those things that I didn't get in trouble for. But so I would argue for, you know, taking that lack of judgment of a young person into consideration. But I do want to ask all those people who are arguing for leniency or that they're just nice kids, if they would feel differently if those kids were Muslim.
You know what? I'm going to leave it there. It's just one of those ponderables. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Okay, thank you.
Ann, Ridgefield, Connecticut. Hi, Ann. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to say that when deciding how much punishment or sympathy we should offer these kids is that we should remember that today's high school seniors, when Columbine occurred, these guys were only 7 or 8 years old, and it probably did not have such an impact on them as it did on the adults who are reacting to this.
Right. Then again, Virginia Tech happened 2 months ago. And there were no bombs set there, but it's still a constant reminder.
I think that when you're talking about high school principals, I think they tend to think back to Columbine.
Yeah.
And I think it was just so, it didn't register on the radar screens of the kids that are now graduating.
That very well could be the case. I would say that it has to be the case. No one thought about Columbine when they were setting those alarm clocks. Abdullah from Babylon, New York. Hello, Abdullah.
How you doing? Thanks.
Your comment, please.
I was saying to the screen, I wonder if this has a lot more to do with the kind of politics that we have now, the fear politics, the pushing the fear button. You had a guest this morning who was talking about that. And it's like, who has the right to scare the public more? And when people are laying down all over the parking lots and 7th Avenue or 14th Street with the make-believe injuries and mm-hmm. the fire engines are screaming and everything, or they're climbing up and down Brooklyn Bridge.
When they're drilling for...
Or the other things that get reported, and when the politicians just can't come up with anything, and then it's like, you know, scare the public, you know, vote for me, I'll protect you. And if things like this keep reminding us that this is a lot of times kid stuff, It might dilute the power of this hold, you know, that they use for their type of politics. It's like a tug of war over like a copyright thing almost.
All right, Abdullah, thank you for your call. Peter from New Jersey. Hello, Peter.
Hi, Pete. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Do you have a story of high school pranks?
Yeah, my son, who will remain unnamed, who goes to a magnet school in New Jersey, which will remain unnamed, bought a raft at Target about a month ago because there was a flood in the school parking lot. School was closed, and he decided to row people back and forth to their cars.
Uh-huh.
He's a certified scuba diver, and his friend is a lifeguard. He was informed that this was an unsupervised activity and reprimanded, including the fact that he was rowing some teachers back and forth to their cars. Fortunately, nothing further was made of it.
Did the teachers accept the ride and then cite him?
The ride, and then he was reprimanded. And Of course, eventually it turned out that everybody backed down, but there seems to be an overreaction inherent in certain bureaucracies, including schools. It's almost like a book somebody wrote 10 years ago called The Death of Common Sense. And in many cases, the death of common sense is what applies here.
Well, Peter, I just hope that your son at least got a decent college application essay out
of the
experience.
Well, it's the funny thing you say that. That is exactly what he said to me. He said, "Dad, this is the best thing that ever happened to me." And I said, "Why?" He said, "This is going to be my college application essay. How
yes.
many people go to Target and buy a raft and get in trouble?"
I'm studying so hard. All I needed was the life experience. I finally got it. Well, let's leave it right there with the I don't know if any of these 19 kids, they already graduated, so they're into college, but if they want to transfer, maybe they have a little reference to a ticking alarm clock and duct tape that they can write up on their college applications. Brian will be back, as we have promised, tomorrow. I am Mike Pesca, and this is WNYC. Thanks for tuning in.